Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn, speaking our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. The book of Psalms, Psalm 103. Yesterday, we begin at verse 2. And the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Benefits? You know, sometimes we think about working and serving. If you were to go and make application to some type of business, some type of organization, corporation, and a lot of times we would ask them, of course, what is the pay? Is there an hourly wage? You know, is there just a salary? And also we ask them, what's the benefits? We think about working for a company. The benefit might be hospitalization. It might be promise of something as far as retirement are concerned. The benefits are important. Now, I say this. There's benefits in serving God. Now, I don't serve God for the benefits. But I tell you what, I'm glad that they're there. We talked about how yesterday, I believe the only way that you're going to receive the benefits that God has for you and those special things that God has for his kids in this age, I believe you receive those benefits through faithful attendance to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Now, I want to show you why and how, you know, I can say that. The book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, for the subject today. I believe only in faithful attendance will a person grow in grace. People outside the church do not grow in grace. They may be good people. You know, they may be responsible people as far as, you know, we think about the business world is concerned. They may be moral people, but they're not going to grow in grace. You will not grow in grace outside you become faithful in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Ephesians chapter 4, he says this, "That ye henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." He says, now, I don't want you to be children. You know, you just tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Who's writing here? This is a man by the name of Paul. Who's he writing to? An individual? No, he's writing to the church at Ephesus. As far as this church is concerned, he's addressing this church, and he tells these people in this church that you should desire to be something more than just a child, and what you need is Bible doctrine. Now, you're not going to get what you need as far as a special growth in grace, my friend. Outside, you attend a Bible-believing church, and not only do you hear these doctrinal truths, but you are provoked to study these yourself. Only in faithful attendance in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church will you ever grow in grace. We think about Sunday morning. Now, let me just mention a few things here about the Fisherman Baptist Church in the port of Bon Secours, Alabama. I act as the mission pastor. I'm also a mission evangelist with Fishers of Men Ministries. Sunday morning, we have more or less an evangelistic type service. There's great emphasis placed on salvation. Now, a lot of times, a lot of the messages have to do with dedication that a child of God needs to know, but we include within that salvation. You know, you could not grow in grace just by finding out that you, first of all, are saved. There's more to salvation than just knowing that you're going to heaven, my friend. There's responsibility with that. So we have on Sunday night, we have doctrinal preaching. We just completed the doctrine of man. We've talked about the last couple of months, the doctrine of covenants, the doctrine of adoption, the doctrine of righteousness, the doctrine of substitution, the doctrine of redemption, the doctrine of assurance. You said, what is that for? So that you might grow. You're never going to grow as a child of God. You're never going to grow into that mature person, as he talks about in verse 13, this perfect man into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You're never going to get to that point without a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. I believe that with all my heart. The writer is talking to the church at Ephesus. You said, what are you saying, Brother Munn? I'm saying this. I'd like to recommend Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, or Thursday night, or Tuesday night, whenever you have that midweek service, that you be faithful in all those services. And I tell you what, bless the Lord of my soul and forget not all his benefits. You will start reaping the benefits of serving God and doing so faithfully. There's benefits in serving our Lord through the church. Now, until tomorrow, Fisher Munn, saying goodbye.